Today, here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Nun Hei. We begin at the very top, the very first word of Nun Hei Amud Aleph, and we introduce again the machlokis that we had between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. And we'll get into the Gemara right away and see what aspect of that machlokis that we've had the last couple of days we're talking about again. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah, it's the Mishnah in Shkolim. It says, Behema Shenimtseis Mirushalayim Lemigdal Eder. If you find a behema, an animal, which could be potentially a korban, we're talking here about a sheep, goat, or a cow from those families of animals which are roy to be a korban. And you find one in Yerushalayim, near the Beis HaMikdash. What's defined as near the Beis HaMikdash? You find it from Yerushalayim, or any place in Yerushalayim, of course, until a town nearby called Migdal Eder, u'chimidoso l'chol ruach. And that same distance in any area, draw a circle basically around Yerushalayim, the distance from Yerushalayim to Migdal Eder, and you take that as the radius of the circle from Yerushalayim around, and any animal found within that radius, u'chimidosa l'choruach, again, in that area of Yerushalayim and surrounding it. So if you find a male animal, zucharim, we assume it is an ola. So all the zucharim that you find there have the status of being olos. And the kavos, if you find a female animal there, it has the status of being zivchei shlomim, a shlomim. Now this rule obviously has certainly problems with it, because you're saying that the male must be an ola. Well, why? The male could also be a shlamim. And when you're telling me that the nekeva must be zivchei shlamim, so are there no other animals that come, other korbanos to come as females, as nekevos? So that the Gemara will explore and say, no, this is simply incorrect. And that's the Gemara now starts off and questions this, and the Gemara says, elo zucharim, ola sudahavu, zivchei shlamim lohavu? Are you telling me that a male animal that you found can only be an ola? Well, why? Maybe it could also be a shlamim. Who says that a male animal is an ola? It could be an ola, but it certainly could also be a shlamim. Shlamim could come from male or female animals. So Amar Rav Oshayas, Rav Oshayas says, you know what we're talking about over here? Hocha b'balocho b'dmehen askilin. Rav Oshayas gives us a teretz that we're going to then discuss for most of the first half of the shir. And Rav Oshayas says, we're dealing over here with a person that wants to do the right thing. And he wants to make sure that this behema doesn't get lost, so to say, that this behema is ultimately sacrificed for what it is supposed to be. And this is what Rav Oshayas is saying. There's a person coming along over here that wants to correct the situation. And he's going to be chayshinon shema olos, and he's concerned that maybe this was an ola, and he holds like Rav Meir, and therefore, if you take the opinion of Rav Meir, and now here's where we introduce again a reminder of the machlokes between Rav Meir and Yehuda. Rav Meir holds that you can go and intentionally b'meis it, go and deconsecrate a korban, to take hekdesh and b'meis it, go and deconsecrate it. Rav Yehuda says no, b'meis it, you can't go deconsecrate. He says only b'shogeg can you deconsecrate an animal me'ila, but Rav Yehuda says b'meis it, you cannot. Whereas Rav Meir says, b'mezid, you could go and take an animal and deconsecrate it. So Rav Oshayas says, if you hold like the shita of Rav Meir, the Omer, hektish b'mezid mischalo, so what this kind person is going to do is he's going to take this animal that you found, this male animal that you found, and desanctify it intentionally, which according to Rav Meir works. And then he's going to take that animal that is now desanctified, and we can see this inside Dibra Maskel in Rashi, the Rav Meir, that he says that hektish b'mezit mischalo, v'yochol zeh, this kind person, this good person, yochol zeh, lahotzion l'chulim mezit, he's going to desanctify this mezit, v'yitzvesu hadomim b'kdushasom, and he's going to take the money that was desanctified, v'ayidei tenai yovishnei domim, and he's going to correct the situation, he desanctified it, but he's now going to take money enough for it, that animal, if it had been brought, would have been the equivalent of that animal's worth as an ola, and the equivalent of that animal's worth as a shlamim, the yomar. And he says, im ola he, if this animal was an ola, harehi mischalel alzu, so it is desanctified against this animal that's an ola. Vasheni ye shalmi nedava, and now the other one is going to be shalmi nedava. V'im shlamim he, and if this animal originally wasn't shlamim, in fact, harehi mechuleles al shel shlamim. It now, the kedusha is transferred over to the shlamim. Vasheni linedavas ola, and the other one will be for an ola. So what this person is doing is intentionally going to desanctify it, but he's then bringing either an ola or a shlamim in its place, and the other animal that he's bringing will be a voluntary donation. You're allowed to voluntarily donate an ola, and you're allowed to voluntarily donate a shlamim. So this person has desanctified the original animal, but instead he's bringing now two animals, equal value to that. One is an Ola, one is a Shlamim. One will be the Vaday replacement. That's how he's desanctifying it. And the other will be an Adava. So this way, this person who is doing a good thing is going to, in fact, Habal Locho Bidmeim Askin. He's trying to correct this situation because we don't know what to do with this animal. So therefore, the Beis HaMikdash is not losing whatever this animal was. If it was an Ola, the Beis HaMikdash is not losing it. If it was a Shlamim, the Beis HaMikdash is not losing it. And in fact, this person then taking out of his own pocket and bringing these two animals in its place. And that's because Rav Meir says you're allowed to do this. The Kodshei Mizbeach are able to be Mischalel according to Rabbi Meir. Now, there's a number of problems with this. The Gemara will address several of them. I'll just point out, many of you might be thinking, and the Gemara will address this at the end, and that this person is doing a sin, right? You're not allowed to desanctify an animal. So that needs to be addressed. We'll address that at the end. But first, the Gemara asks some technical questions over here. It says, really? Does Rav Meir say that you can be mischalo this behema, this animal? Ukdushas haguf mi mischalo. This animal doesn't have a blemish. This animal is a tamin. And does Rav Meir hold that you can desanctify an unblemished animal? Ukdushas haguf mi mischalo. After all, what's not? We learned in the Mishnah Me'ilah that Ein Moel Acher Moel B'Mukdoshin, that there is no din of Me'ilah after somebody desanctified something. So let's say there was an axe, and the person took this axe from the Beis HaMikdash, it belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, and he desanctified it, right? He stole it from the Beis HaMikdash. So now, he then gives it to his friend. His friend isn't over Me'ilah. He was over, the person who stole it was over Me'ilah. The friend who now borrows that axe or uses that axe, so he's not over Me'ilah. So Ein Moel Acher Moel. Once the first person was Moel something, so then it loses its Kedusha, it's desanctified, and another person who then uses it, gets a benefit from it, will not be over Me'ilah. So Ein Moel Acher Moel in regards to things that are hektish, b'mukdoshim, with two exceptions. Elo b'behema, with an animal that was hektish, and u'bechli shareis, that was hektish. Bilvad. Those are the two exceptions. That if you have an animal that was hektish, let's say you have a cow, and you plowed with it, and then you give it to your friend, and he plows with it, and he gives it to his friend, and he plows with it, all three of you are over Me'ilah. Likewise, if you have a kos that was hektish, a kli sharis that was hektish, and you drank from it, and then you gave it to your friend, and he drank from it, and you gave it to his friend, and he drank from it, all three of you are over Me'ilah. As opposed to with the axe, as I said, when the person took the axe from hektish, so then it is desanctified, and when he gives it to his friend to go and chop with it, it is not considered something that is the second person would be over Me'ilah. And that's not what the Gemara tells us. Kate said, Hayorochev agabi behema. If a person was riding on this behema, they gave the example in the Gemara over here of riding on the behema rather than what I said plowing, but it's the same thing. And then ubo chaveiro rochav, and then two other people go and ride on that same animal. So the first person did not desanctify it. Kula malu. So it still was the status of belonging to hektish when the second person wrote it, and when the third person wrote it. So if you're telling me, Rav Meir, that hektish b'mezid mischalel, so then how come the second and third person are chayit? The first person who did this should have been mischalelit. And similarly, Hayashos said, because shalzov, you have a kli sharis and a golden cup, and you drank from it. And then, Bochaver Rishos and your friend then drank from it afterwards. Or Bochaver Rishos and another friend drank from it afterwards. Kulam Malu, all of them are Moel. As opposed to with the axe, we said that it is only the first person that uses it is Moel with it, that is Chayav Me'ilah, and the second and the third person would not. So you see, these are the exceptions, Behema and Klisharis. So how can you tell me, Rav Meir, the Hektish B'mezid Mischalel, that doesn't seem to be true for a animal that has Kiddushas Haguf. So therefore, you're answering Rav Oshaya that this person desanctified this tamim animal, that in fact is not correct. That doesn't work. Now, Tosos addresses how come it's different by the axe. And the answer is, when you took the axe, you were planning on taking it from the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to with the animal and the coast, you weren't planning on taking it from the Beis HaMikdash, you just used it. So it still belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to in the situation with the axe, the person took the axe from the Beis HaMikdash, and he desanctified it. But the bottom line is that in regards to the behema and the klisharis, and here we're focusing on the behema, it doesn't appear that a tamim, an animal that's a tamim, can in fact be desanctified. So how could Rav Oshaya suggest that this person could go and desanctify the animal b'mezid that was a tamim, and this goes in accord with the Shita of Rav Meir? And in fact, it doesn't. That is not Rav Meir's Shita based upon this Mishnah in Me'ilah. So the Gemara answers a simple teres. No, hahi Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah in Meila goes according to the opinion of Yehuda that says yes, but Meizid, you can't be mischal something. And ha Rav Meir, as opposed to Rav Meir, who doesn't hold like that Mishnah, and says in fact the first person that rode on this animal would have desanctified it, and the animal would not be in fact hektish, and therefore the second person, the third person who rode on the animal or drank from the coast, would in fact not be chayav Meila. Gemara says no. Let's look at this carefully. If you're telling this Mishnah Me'ila is Rabbi Yehuda, midi Rabbi Yehuda, so from his Shita, we could learn what the similar Shita would be by Rav Meir for their respective Shitas. That Rabbi Yehuda says Hektish cannot be Mischalo. Meir says that Hektish can be Mischalo b'Meizid. So from Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, let's understand Rav Meir. Now, what is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? Lav Amar Rabbi Yehuda Hektish b'Shogeg Mischalo. Rav Meir disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda says that hektish b'shogeg can be mischalo. If you usurp something, so then that act of me'ila, in fact, does desanctify it. Now, when you do something b'shogeg, according to Rabbi Yehuda, ukdushas haguf lo mischalo, but if you, by accident, took this animal from hektish and rode on it, so then it wouldn't be desanctified. Even though you did an act of me'ila, the animal doesn't lose its kedusha, because it's a tamim. And therefore, based upon Rav Yehuda's understanding that an animal that is desanctified b'shogeg, nevertheless, kedushas haguf lo mischala. So in that situation, even though in general you can desanctify something when you are moel on it, but not a behema that is a tamim, so then let us say the same thing applies to Rav Meir. Wherever Rav Meir says that you can be mischala something, but it wouldn't apply to a behema that's a tamim. So Rav Meir nami, afagav the hektish b'meizim mischala, he does hold that hektish b'meizim can be mischala, but to be parallel with Rabbi Yehuda, kedushas haguf lo mischala, but a tamim animal should not be able to be desanctified. So even if you want to say that this Mishnah is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbi Meir, but nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda's principle that you can't desanctify a tamim when you do it bishogeg, so then the parallel should be that Rabbi Meir says that you shouldn't be able to desanctify a tamim even if you did it b'mezid. So we still have a problem with this Shita of Rav Oshaya to say that it goes according to Rav Meir that you can be mischalal a tamim b'mezid. That doesn't seem to be true. So Gemara says no. The difference is hasam lo chomechave liafkinhu lechulin. In the case of b'shogeg, so Rav Yehuda, the reason why he says kedushas haguf lo mischala, a tamim animal is not mischala, because the person never intended to do that. The whole thing was b'shogeg. He thought this animal was not hektish, and he took the animal to ride on it because he thought it was a chulin animal. He never had an intention to be mischalalit. No, bottom line is that you can be moel b'shogeg, but when your intention wasn't to go and desanctify it, so therefore the tamim stays the hektish. A animal that doesn't have a mum will not be able to be desanctified. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. But by Rav Meir, hocha, ka mechave leafukinu lechulin. He says, "Hinani muchel mezuman." I want to go and desanctify this animal. He's doing it purposely, and therefore, the reason why, according to Rav Meir, even a tamim can be mischalal is because the person actively went to desanctify it, and therefore, that is why Rav Meir says that you can't desanctify the animal. The Mefarshim bring down an interesting additional idea behind this, and that is because the animal that is in fact being mischalal b'mezid according to Rav Meir. So in this situation, why did Rav Yoshi say that this works? It's because the person is trying to do something positive. Right now, this zocher that you found can't be brought as a carbon because maybe it's an ola, maybe it's a shlamim, and they have two totally different set of rules as to what can be done with it. The ola is kalil tugtar. It's entirely brought in the mizbeach, the kohanim, and not even the, and not the balim. Nobody eats from it at all. It's totally sacrificed on the mizbeach, and the rules in terms of cutting it up, and it's sacrificed on the mizbeach. The only thing that it's not is the hide. That goes to the mishmar that is on. But a shlamim is sacrificed, and it's eaten. Part of it is the emurim are put on the mizbeach, but part of it goes to the kohanim, and part of it, most of it goes to the balim. So in this situation, there's totally different activities. So there's no way to go and do this correctly. And therefore, Rebbe says it's as if it has a mum. And once it's as if it has a mum and that it can't be brought, that's why the hektish can be mischala when he does this purposely. So ha mechaving lafukinu lechulin, because it's like a baal mum. Everybody agrees that a baal mum can over here be mischala. So that's a deeper understanding of Rav Oshaya. In any event, the Gemara says, great, so now we've proven that this works for kachay kadoshim. So, Eimar, the Shamas Leila Rav Meir, be Kachi Kadashim. Okay, so you've proved to us that this works for Kachi Kadashim. However, Bikachim Kalim Mishamas Day, how do we know that this also works for Kachim Kalim? Shmuel says, that's simple. Amalei Haomei Rabbanon, Rav Yakushmei, one of the Rabbanon said, and his name was Rav Yaakov, he said, it's a Kavu Chomer. If it works for Kachim Kadashim, it certainly should work for Kachim Kalim. Kachim Kadashim, Mishalim, Kachim Kalim, Lo Kol Shekein. If you can desanctify something that has a higher level of Kedusha, if that works, so certainly you could desanctify something that has a low level of Kedusha. So if you're telling me it works for an Ola to desanctify it, it certainly should be able to work for a Shlamin. So therefore, Rav Oshaya's Teretz, that this is based upon Rav Meir Shita, that you can be Mishal, Hektish, Bemezit, even though the animal is a Tamim, so that is a correct understanding. Rav Oshaya's Shita makes sense, even though the problems that we raised, according to Rav Meir, so we push them aside. And I'll show you that this is right. The Moses says, Itmar Nami, who was stated Beferish. Amar Rabchama bar Rabbi Akiva. That's the gear that we have. On the side, it says it should be Amar Rabchama bar Ukva. So it's not Rabbi Akiva, it's bar Ukva. So Rabchama, the son of Mar Ukva, said over in the name of Amar Rabbi Yosef Ruchanina, said in the name of Rabbi Yosef Ruchanina, Omer Hayy Rabbe, the Rabbe would say, Hektish b'meizid mischal. Well, b'shogig mischal. The sheet of Rabbe, as we pointed out many, many times now, is that Hektish can be desanctified intentionally, but it can't be desanctified by accident, as opposed to Rav Yehuda said the exact opposite. And he said, Beferish, this is Echod Kochi Kadoshim, Echod Kochim Kalim. This works both for Kochi Kadoshim and Kochi Kalim, and this is a Kal v'chomer. If Kochi Kadoshim it works for Mishalim, so then certainly Kochim Kalim, Lo Koshikin, and certainly Kochi Kalim work. So we've saved, so to say, Rav Oshaya's Shita till now with all the questions we have on it. But now we turn to Nunhei Omid Beis, and we're going to have a pirch on it that is going to be difficult for us to resolve. And therefore we'll have a different teretz. So Toi Bar of Yochanan, Rav Yochanan looked at this, and he was amazed, and he said, V'chi omrim loli odam, amod v'chata v'shul shetiske. This kind person who says, okay, I will desanctify this male animal that we found, and in its place I will bring a Ola and a Shlomim of equal value, so he's a very, very nice person, but he is essentially sinning. Even though Rav Meir says that b'mezit, you can be mischalel hektish, he doesn't say you're allowed to. He just says, no, what are the consequences if somebody did this? So he says it's mischalel, but he doesn't say it's allowed to be done. He's telling us the consequences. It's like, you're not allowed to steal, but what are the consequences if somebody steals? Does it belong to the ganav, or does it belong to the original owner still? So it depends on Yeyush, it depends on Shina Rishus, etc. There are many dinim. We're never allowing you to steal. So to over here, Rav Meir may say that Hektish is mischalel b'mezid, but he never says you're allowed to do this. So that's what Rav Yochanan is shocked at, this shita of Rav Oshaya. According to you, you're suggesting that this person go and do something that's wrong. How could that possibly be, that we would tell a person to do something wrong in order that some other damage not be done? So let Hektish lose out on this male animal for being brought. How can you tell a person, go and sin so that Hektish can have this male animal being brought? And therefore, Rav Yochanan doesn't like Rav Oshaya's teretz. And El Omer Rav Yochanan says, Mamtin lo acha tumam. You know what you do? Yira acha yistayet. This animal, you have to go let it pasture, and you wait till it gets a mum. Oh, now that it gets a mum, you go and deconsecrate it. Everybody agrees that you're allowed to be podeh, an animal that has a mum. It no longer can be brought as a korban. So then we're allowed to redeem it. You take the funds that you went to go and redeem this animal with, umaisei shnei behemos, and then you go and bring two animals with the funds that you deconsecrated this animal with, that you redeemed this animal with, and umasne, and you make a tanai, and you say, if the original animal was an ola, so this animal that we're bringing is an ola in that replacement, and the other animal that we're bringing is a shlomen, and the voluntary shlamim, and vice versa. If the animal originally was a shlamim, so the animal that we're replacing with now is a shlamim as a replacement for that, and the extra animal they're bringing is an ola, which can also be brought voluntarily. So both an ola and a shlamim can be donated, and therefore there is no problem with doing this. You wait till it gets a mum. There's no sin now. You're certainly allowed and mechuyev to go and redeem an animal that has a mum, that was hektish, and therefore, with the funds that you take, you go and purchase an ola and a shlamim, and whichever one that one was, you're now replacing it, and the other one is an adava. And if you have to add more money, you'll add more money. Not a problem. As an aside, now, according to Rav Yochanan, you're not forced to say that this is in the Shita of Rav Meir. This could now be within the Shita of Rav Yehuda as well. Okay. Now, the next statement we made was, we said, Amamar Zecharim Olos. So we said that the male has to be an Ola. So we continue to question this, and we said, maybe, who said it's an Ola? Dilma Todahi. Why are we saying that it's either an Ola or, as we brought down, a Shlamim? Maybe it's a Toda. Why do we just limit it to Ola or Shlamim? After all, it could be a Karban Toda. A Karban Toda can also be a male animal. So Mari says, you're right, 100%. You also have to go and bring, when you wait, according to Rav Yochanan, for this animal to get a mum. So you have to, if you want to be complete, you have to bring not only an ola and a shlamim, but you also have to bring a toda, the maisinami toda, which can be a voluntary donation. Adimur says, it requires to have breads brought with it. So yeah, you go and bring breads with it. And that's why Tosu says, you can't say, well, let it be a shlamim, and say either it's a shlamim or it's a toda, because they have the exact same blood applications, and they're both able to be put up the emorim on the mizbeach, and the kohanim get some, and the balim get some. The only difference, as Tosus points out, is that the toda can only be eaten for that day and the night after it, and the shlamim can be eaten for that day, the night after it, and the next day as well. So you have a possibility, though, here that you're causing a decrease in the amount of time you'd be allowed to eat the carbon if, in fact, it was a shlamim. So the bottom line is that we're not concerned about that over here. And the real concern is the lachme toda. And that's why you can't just bring a lachme toda and say this will be instead of the shlamim, because you're not allowed to voluntarily go and bring bread. So you're going to have to bring over here a separate shlamim and a separate toda. Okay, the Gemara says, you'll bring the bread. Fine. But wait a second. A male carbon could also be an asham. So who says that it's a ola, shlamim, or a toda? It could also be an asham. So Gemara says, no, because here we found an animal that was in its first year of life. And asham ben shteishanim, the typical asham that we're talking about, such as an asham gizela or asham mi'ila, so these are the typical ones. There's also something called an asham shivcha harufa, so they are all brought in the second year of the animal's life. The Torah tells us specifically that those are animals that are in the second year of life, from 13 months until 2 years. So, vishtakach ben shona, and the animal that we found over here is a animal in its first year of life, so therefore, by definition, it can't be those types of ashamos that we just said, an asham gzela, asham ilo, or an asham shivcho charufa. But the Gemara says, there are other types of ashamim that it could be. Viduma, asham etzorahu, or asham nazihu. Wait a second, there are other types of ashamos that, in fact, are required to be brought from a first year animal. So if you're telling me over here that we found a first year animal, maybe it's an asham etzorah, or an asham nazir, and not a ola, shlamim, or toda only. Shmuel says, lo shlichi, they're unusual, and asham mitzora and asham nazir are relatively unusual, and chances are that's not what we're dealing with over here. Now, Tosus points out that we're technically also here not really worried about the asham mitzora, because Tosus, in Dibra Masa with Dilma, asham nazir, v'asham mitzora, who says, v'im toma asham mitzora, miya yasne bishlamim, go make it tonight and say, this animal I'm bringing, it's either a shlamim or it's an asham mitzora. Share shavin heim bin chasim, because they have the exact same nechasim, the exact same blood applications, and they both can be eaten by kohanim. So let the kohanim eat it over here. So the Tosus answers, v'yei shlomar, the ikur kushya me'ashem nazir. You're right, the real problem is from the ashem nazir that has breads that are brought with it. It has 20 breads brought with it, and therefore the ashem mitzora nokat agav Asham Nazir. But since it also could be the first year, so we mentioned Asham Mitzorah, albeit the real critical thing is the Asham Nazir. Odei Shlomo Tosas says further, the Asham Mitzorah, Ika Chashasha Achrina. There's another Chashash over here in regards to the Asham Mitzorah. Shitzorach Litain Midomo Al Bohanos Mitzorah. That you have to apply the blood to the right thumb and the right big toe and the right ear of the Mitzorah. Vahacha Leka Mitzorah. And there is no Mitzorah over here to do that application to. Furthermore, Odomar Harushimo Mikutsi, the Sar Mikutsi, Harushimo Mikutsi said, the Ein Lomar Shiasne Oshem Bishlamim, you can't go here and make a Tanai, let it be an Oshem, let it be a Shlamim, because the Shema Hayom Olamochor Yeda Bala Oshem Shenevar Oshem, because maybe the owner of the Oshem will realize his animal is lost, and he's going to bring another Oshem in its place, Vyovi Acher Tachtum. And now, the Lo Yoda Shenimtsa, he's not going to know that it was found. V'yia Oso Shiyovi Hulin Liazara, the one that they now bring to the Azar and say, if it's an Asham or it's a Shlamim, so what's going to happen? You can't do that because Mishum the heavy Asham Shiniskapru Ba'olav Biacher. The Asham was in fact Niskaper. And therefore, the did is that if the Balaam brought their Asham, the other Asham that they had has to be set to pasture, Ularaya Ozla. Bahashta Nicha, and now it makes sense. The Lomotzi Lahakshos Midi. That's why you had to say over here for the Asham that it wasn't Shlichi, because there is a problem then of bringing it. As opposed to the Ola, let's say the animal the owner that lost the animal, there was an ola, then brought another ola in its place. Here, there's no problem there. You have to let it out to pasture. No, you bring this new ola as a nedava, and that's allowed. As opposed to an ashram, you can't bring as a nedava. Mara continues and says, "V'duma pesachu." Maybe it was a carbon pesach that they found, and therefore that would be a problem. Has separate dinim to it as well. So Mara says, "No, pesach bizmano mizdar zirbe." If it's right before Pesach, people are very, very careful about their carbon Pesach. You have carbs if you don't have your carbon Pesach. So they're going to be very, very careful about a carbon Pesach. And if it's Shalom Bismano, so then it's a Shalom Bo. So Mimano Shach, we're okay over it. Chances are it's not a Pesach. And even if it is a Pesach, but it's not Bismano, so then it can be brought as a Shalom. Tosus asked the obvious question over here. And Dira Maskel, Shalom Bismano, have a Shalom. And he says, wait a second. You just told me that they're very, very careful about it. So how could you ever have a Pesach that wasn't Bismano and is brought as a Shalom? So Vim Tomar, Kivim de Mizdar Ziri Pesach, you're so careful about the Korban Pesach, and you're telling me that if it's right before Pesach, that we don't have to be concerned that it's Korban Pesach, people be very careful, they won't lose it. So then, Ech Yavi Lidei Pesach, Shalom Bismano. So how did they ever lose it that it wasn't brought on Pesach? Because that's the only reason, seemingly, that it wouldn't be brought on Pesach. So Tosa says, no, there's several reasons it could be not brought on Pesach. V'yesh lomar d'lefomim ha-pesach chola. Let's say the animal got sick. So you can't bring a sick animal. That's pasnish to go bring a sick animal to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, it's a Pesach, Shabbos Mano. And it will be brought when it gets better. It's a shlomim. U'mafrish achar. He separated a second carbon Pesach, and this one will therefore be a Pesach Shabbos Mano. Or alternatively, Oshema, Mayri Pesach Shinigmu Balav. Maybe the owners became tummy and they couldn't bring this carbon Pesach. Or, Inami, Kigon Shehifri Shnei Pesach Liach Reis. Or, he didn't want to take any chances that something would happen to the animal, so he designated two animals. And the first one would be the real carbon Pesach, and the other one would be Ach Reis for it. No, the first one was brought, so the second one is Ach Reis. It becomes a Shlomim. Sha'ash Alonikwa, but it wasn't brought as a carbon Pesach. Elo Echad Mehem V'nishar Acher Zmano. Achizmano. So therefore, you have the other one that is brought after this man, and it becomes a shlom. So therefore, we don't have to be concerned that this male animal is a carbon pesach. New Gemara says it still could be v'duma b'chor u'maiser behema ninu. Maybe this is an animal that was a b'chor, and or it was maiser behema, and that's why it has to be brought. So why don't we bring those as well? So one says no. L'mayhil. So what are you concerned about over here? L'mich linu b'mumon, that you're gonna go and eat it with a mum. That's allowed. Hochanami b'mumon misakli. So we wait till it gets a mum according to Rav Yochanan. Yira achi yistayit, and therefore now if it was a b'chor or it was a maiser behema, so good gizun tehet. That's what you're gonna do with it. There is no pigeon on Bechor and Maisa Behemah. They don't need to be redeemed. They're, in fact, if they get a mum, so then you go and eat them, bimumum, not as hektish. The restrictions on what you can eat, how you eat it, and how you sell it. But bottom line is, there's no replacement needed for it. That's the din of a mum in a Bechor or in Maisa Behemah. So the Gemara has now gone through all of the possibilities. What happens if it was a Zohar that you found? And we said, according to Rav Yochanan, you're actually stayed, and then you're going to go and bring an Ola, you're going to bring a Shlom, and you're going to bring a Toda with the breads. And you don't have to be concerned about an Ashram because this was a first-year animal, and the Ashram that we're talking about would be a second-year animal. And likewise, you don't have to be worried about a Korban Pesach, you don't have to be worried about Bechor and Maiser Behema. Fine, so we've analyze why we said when it's a Zohar, you bring it as an Ola, meaning you bring it also as an Ola. Okay. Then we said, Amamar, Nikevos, Zivchei Shlomim, if you find a female animal within this perimeter around Yerushalayim, then you must bring it as a Shlomim. So the Gemara says, well, okay, granted a female can't be an Ola, but maybe Dilma Todi. So again, maybe this is a Toda. So again, the same thing, Rav Yochanan would say, Yirachi Stayiv, and then when you go and bring a replacement animal for it, you'll bring a shlomim, and you'll also bring a toda. Aye, what about the breads? So yeah, the maisi nami lechem, you're going to bring the breads. And that's why, again, as we pointed out before, you can't just bring one shlomim and say, it's either a shlomim or a toda. Because if it's a toda, then you need to bring the breads. And if it's not a toda, then you can't voluntarily bring bread offerings. Okay. V'duma chatusi. But here, now we have another possibility. A female could be a chatus. So the Gemara says, no, chatos is bashinosa. The chatos is in its first year of life. And here we're talking about vishtachach bas shteshan. And here we're finding it in the second year of life. So the Gemara asks, v'dilmo chatos over shinosa. But wait a second, you found it in the second year of life, but maybe it was actually lost for a long period of time. It was brought as a chatos in its first year of life. No, you now find it in its 14th month. It was designated as a chatos in its 11th month. It's in its first year, and you find it 3 months later. In its 14th month, now it's in its second year, but it really was a chatas. So why aren't we concerned about that? The doma chatas she'over shenosa. So what is lo shkiach? That's very unusual that it would be lost for such a period of time. The reason why is because a chatas has to be brought in its first year. You designate it as a chatas. If you don't bring it in its first year, there's nothing you can do with it. You're going to have to let it go and die. You can't replace it. You can't redeem it. Bottom line is, this chatas is going to have to die. So therefore, people were very careful with this. And mistama, if it was in the first year, it would have been brought. If you find it now in the second year, chances are it wasn't a chatas. The Gemara now asks, but what happens if you did find it in the first year? Ishtakach bashinosamai. So wait a second. We did find the first year animal. So maybe it's a shlomim, maybe it's a toda, but why don't we say maybe it is a chatas in its first year of life? Tanya, so the Gemara says, because we learn in the following braisa, Chananya ben Chachinoi Omer eiz bashinosu l'chatas. So seemingly we have Chananya ben Chachinoi saying, yeah, you're right, it's a chatas. It's not a shlomim. Shlomim, and it's not a toda. One says, really? Lechatas? Sol kedaitach? We automatically assume that it's a chatas? We don't know that. Why? Maybe it was a shlomim. Maybe it was a carbon toda. So, Elo, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, no, it's kechatas. We have to unfortunately treat it like a chatas. In this situation, you can't go yira achi yistayiv, because kechatas, you have to treat it like a chatas that can't be brought, because maybe the balim, in fact, brought a chatas in its place, and therefore, the chatas that has the balim got a kapara, so you have to go and be let it go lemisa. And it's like a chatas in the sense that konsol lekipo, you have to go and put it into a kippa, you put it into an area where you don't feed it, right? He says, lav dafka, you have to put it into the kippa, you just don't feed it, nebuch, and vihi mesa me elah. That's what the Torah says. There are five types of chatos. For example, if the owner dies, or if the owner got a kapara from another animal, so then the chatas has to go lemisa. And you don't feed it, and kotz l'kippa, you put it in a separate area, and you don't feed it, v'hi mesa me'ela, and it will die, nebuch, on its own. And therefore, that is what Chananya ben Chachinoi said. If you find an animal that's a female in the first year of life, you have to worry that it's like a chatas, and therefore, you have to not feed it, and mesa me'ela, you can't let it go yira achi stayiv, and go and redeem it. Now, Tosus asks an obvious question over here. Why in this situation did we say, well, maybe it was a first-year animal they found, right? We started off saying, no, it was a second-year animal that they found. And we gave the answer, therefore, that it's not a chatas. But if you find the first-year animal, then it said, so what's the concern? Now, why didn't we ask that before? So in Tosus, Libra Matzke, Tach Ishtakach Bashnosa, he says, Avol El Gabi Osham, when we had the same exact scenario by an Osham, we said, no, we said over there, Osham ben Shtei Shonim, and Osham, the Asham Mi'ilo, the Asham Gizelo, the Asham Shivcha Charufa, is requiring a second year Osham, and we found the Ishtakach ben Shona. So that was the simple terrace we gave. Now, why didn't we say over there, Tosu says, Leel Gabi Osham, Lo Motzi Liboy, we didn't say over there, what happens, Ishtakach Bashtei Shonim, if you found the second year animal? My, why didn't we say that over there? So the Gemara says, Lefisha Nucha Lomar, in that situation, we didn't have to ask the question, Shia Takona, because there, just simply let it go and pasture, Beriyah. So, Yira Achi Yistayit. The Kol Shebechatos Meisa, in all of the five cases where a Chatos will have to be put to death, in those similar situations, where let's say the Balaam got Kapara, or the Balaam passed away, in regards to an Osham that was designated, Roa Achi Yistayit. And therefore, Vim Kain, Tira Achi Yistayit, and then with the funds that that animal will get you once it has a mum, so you go bring olos leketz hamizbech. Aval b'chatos ein bo takana klal, but with the chatos you can't do this because the chatos has to go and die if the balam got a kapara or the balam died, for example. Umishum hachi boy gemara and says umay tekante. That's why over here we have to give the case of if it was a second year or a first year animal, whereas by the osham we didn't have to give that case. Then Tosus asks, well, there was another option before as well. That we said before, a zohar has to be an ola. Why aren't we concerned? Lechosh dilma si'irei regalim v'roshei chodoshim shem chatos tzibor. Wait a second. Why aren't we concerned over here that this is a chatos tzibor, the si'ir that's brought on the shlosh regalim, or that's brought on Rosh Chodesh, is a chatos tzibor. So therefore, that the heim zucharim, they can also be male. So why aren't we concerned about that? V'imkein, amai lo boi gemara le'el, ki hocha dumu chatos. Why don't we say the same thing? Maybe it's a chatos, and therefore, it couldn't be brought, it can't be yirachi yistayiv. So Gemara says, no. Tzorach lomar, de loho leka lemechash. There we don't have to be concerned about this. Because Tosa says, the whole lev based in ma'asna le'em, these are chatos atzibor. So based in, when they designated this to be the seer for the tzibur, for Rosh Shlosh Regalim, or for Rosh Chodesh, they said, it's a chatos for the tzibur. But if it gets lost, shim nevdu yuluchulim. But it doesn't have kedusha if it gets lost. So it's only a chatos tzibur if it's brought as a chatos tzibur. But if it gets lost, it never was sanctified as such. I would have also thought you could give the teretz that since this is a chata sibur, it's going to be watched much more carefully, and mistama, it's lo shriach. But that's not the teretz that Tosus gives. Tosus says because it's an intrinsic tenai in this animal that it will not have kedusha as a chatas if it is in fact lost. This is a good break point. And Yitzhak Hashem will pick up over here with the Tana Rabbanon in tomorrow's shir. Have a great day.